Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNCA, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Brandon Tamman joined now by David Boucher, Royal Valley girls coach. We always appreciate the time. Couple games to go over as we grind down the final few weeks of the regular season. We were just talking about it, Coach. It goes by quick, and the postseason certainly going to be here before we know it. But let's go back to Friday. League game against Riley County. Riley County, they've been in and out of the 3A ranks this season, certainly in the mix towards the top of the Big East right now. But a Riley County team that gets the win Friday, 42-27. Let's start there. What'd you see Friday night?
We showed a tremendous amount of grit and focus on the defensive end, and we just didn't quite maintain that for 32 minutes. But, you know, we have a three-point lead with two and a half minutes to go in the third quarter. Foul trouble really got to us, and we just kind of wasted that lead, and we just couldn't recover from that. Riley County went on a 8-0 run to end the third quarter, and we just couldn't recover. We balanced and we fought and we got here and there, and you know, we just couldn't put the ball in the basket there in the fourth quarter to really help ourselves out. But foul trouble was the main thing, and playing lineups that we haven't played maybe even all year, because we had three girls foul out, three starters fouled out in that game. And but that's a tip of the hat to Riley County, though. I mean, they get after it. They just keep attacking, and we just got to stay disciplined. We got to stay disciplined all 32 minutes. But we were closer against a high quality team. I was really proud of our effort, especially on the defensive end. And sometimes the ball doesn't go in. You can do all the right things, all those things that you need to do to be successful, and sometimes it doesn't go in.
We talk about the offense and maybe at times not where you want it to be, but you guys bounce back, you know, from that Riley County game Tuesday night. You score 61 points and a 19-point winner at home against Holton. So not only do you bounce back, but offensively might have been the best offensive output this season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've scored some points, you know, here and there, but against a Big East team, they're still a quality team. I mean, I know their record isn't what they want, but those girls play hard, and they always have, and we just put the ball in the basket. You know, we had a lot of people. I think we had four different people make a three, at least one, and Pano got hot and carried us for 24 points and had, you know, seven rebounds and four assists, I think, and, you know, had two blocks, I believe, and then just filled up the stat sheet and did such a great job leading us on the court. And you know, QS struggled. We scored, 61 points, and that's QS with eight, which is, you know, she's a 17-a-game scorer. So she's normally our bell cow, you know, just taking care of it for us. But a lot of people, picked it up, and we had multiple people score in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, you guys maybe enter maybe the toughest four-game stretch, you know, this season, starting with Perry LeCompton on the road Friday. You get Rossville still. You got Silver Lake, Jeff West. They've been a little bit up and down, but certainly have some good pieces there. So you certainly reach a difficult part of the schedule here coming up here, as we mentioned, starting with Perry on Friday. Maybe the best turnaround in the Big East, a two-win team last year. They're sitting here with nine wins, with still a few weeks to go in the regular season. They're battling some injuries as well. But, man, you go back to Friday night, they took Hiawatha the distance in the roundhouse and only lost that game by 6 points. But a Perry team that is much improved that you're going to see on the road Friday night.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a battle, and Coach does a great job over there. We've both been leading our programs for roughly the same time. I think this is his fifth year maybe, and this is my seventh. And he's done a great job with their summer program and getting kids to buy in. He's got young kids playing, and they play hard. And Hiawatha, of course, you know, this league is, you know, they've got they're third in the state, I think, right now, and we took them. You know, we were down by three with 3 minutes to go, and we lost that game by eight because of free throws. Just kept fouling them. And when we played Hiawatha, just that score comparison is going to be a great game for people to come out and watch. And it's very important. This four game stretch very important for Substate, which is just knocking on the door here.
Yeah, it's going to be here before we know it, man. It comes up quick. That is David Boucher joining us, Royal Valley girls basketball coach. Big win against Holton on Tuesday, looking to carry the momentum Friday. They'll be on the road at Perry LeCompton. Coach, thanks again, man. We'll talk to you next week.
No, thanks, sir.